You ever dream about being rich? You ever lie there all tucked up on a late Sunday morning and think about all the things you'd like to do, all the places you'd like to go to, all the goodies you'd treat yourself to if only you had a pile of lolly? How much do you dream about? A couple of thousand? Hundreds of thousands? Yeah. Then you wake up and make yourself a cup of tea. Hartley was like that. Only he didn't just dream about it.
Yes, come in. Quickly, Fred, quickly. Light. They are watching.
Hard to tell. Can't take the chance.
Hartley, before the light was out on your hands, what is that?
Blood. Leave them alone.
Blood. That feels like blood. You did nothing stupid.
I had to. He was in the way.
Fool, you said no kill.
It was worth it.
You got them. How much? How much, Hartley?
The lot.
All of them. All 200 kilos.
That's right. 200 kilos. They're in the truck.
How much is that worth, Hartley?
Work it out. 200 kilos of uncut stones.
Millions.
Hundreds of millions.
My name's Adam Kane, Kane, Kane.
Springbok Radio presents Adam Kane.
All the money in the world. Which is why I find myself back in Kinshasa after all these years. It hadn't been called Kinshasa then. It hadn't been much like it was now, either. I'm not sure I didn't like it better the other way.
Well, did you find any?
Only ice in the hotel. Here.
That little bit.
But the machine's broken down.
Like the air conditioning plant.
No, that never did work in the first place.
This heat is quite dreadful. I
warned you, didn't I?
It's a pity the windows won't open. A little breeze might help.
How long are we going to stay here?
Not a second longer than I can help. No word from Hartley?
Not since last night.
I don't trust that man.
Neither do I. He's a nasty bit of work. I've seen what he can do.
Yes, of course. You were in the army with him here in the Congo. That was before he stole the diamonds, of course.
Yeah, long before.
200 kilos of uncut gemstones. It's hard to believe.
I told you. Oh, at least the last person you should believe.
Devinish believes him. Besides, the story's been checked. The gemstones were stolen 15 years ago. A guard at the mine was stabbed to death with a bayonet. They suspected one of the messengers, but they searched the barracks and found nothing.
And then years later, Hartley pitches up with a story that he was the bloke that pulled the job. The stones are still in the Congo, and he can lead us to them if we want them.
If we want them. Nearly £100 million worth at present market values. If we want them.
I didn't know the British government went in for stolen goods.
Technically, they still belong to Zaire, I suppose.
Well, nothing technical about it.
But the point is, if we don't get hold of them, Hartley is going to sell them to the Russians. We can't let that happen, can we, Adam?
Why not? Let the Russians pick them up. Then we tell the local cops what's been happening, and the Russian ambassador goes into the Kinshasa jail. Lovely story.
Can't do that.
Why not?
Devnish wouldn't like it.
Very funny, that bit. Devnish wouldn't like it. You notice Devnish wasn't the mug who was sweating in Kinshasa. In an hotel with tightly sealed windows, no air conditioning, and an ice-making machine that worked for 2 months a year in winter. Yeah, I'd known Doug Hartley in the old days. Smooth-talking public school wide boy. Always got an eye open for the fast quid. He'd really hit the jackpot this time. 200 kilos of uncut diamonds. Nearly 100 million quid's worth. Only thing I couldn't work out, why did he want to share it with us?
There you are.
Hartley, come on, lad. What are you going to drink?
What are you doing out here?
Having a spot, old son. Much too hot inside. We spend most of the evenings in the garden, don't we, love?
Much nicer. What are you drinking, Duchess?
Something long and cold and full of gin.
Sir, you're talking of a woman I love.
He knows where it is. Let him help himself.
No trouble.
Well, they're here. They arrived this morning.
It's taken you long enough to get round with the news.
Just making sure, Percy. They're at the Continental.
Both of them?
Spencer Dickens and... what was the other one's name? Kane. Adam Kane.
You think they'll do the right thing?
Of course.
Here you are.
Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers.
Well, they're greedy enough. Everybody's greedy when you talk about 100 million.
Money is not for them. They hand it over to HMG.
There's a needed percentage bonus in for them. I was pretty sure they'd be offered that.
Will they give us much trouble?
I don't know. You said... That was before I knew who they were going to send. Spencer Dickens shouldn't bother us. It's the other one I'm worried about.
Oh, for goodness sake, sit down, Viv. I'm flaking out just watching you.
He went off at 3. It's after 9. Now, where is he?
So it's me.
Sometimes I wonder if you really... See who it is.
Better cover me.
Oh!
Who are you?
Oh. Well, that's not very polite. May I come in?
You'd better let her in.
Oh, thank you. There is a gentleman after all. You must be Mr. Spencer Dickens. Douglas told me all about you.
Douglas?
Hartley.
Oh, you're from Hartley?
Yes. He sent me with the invitation. You'll come home for drinks and supper, please?
Modicum of pleasure before business. What would you like to drink?
Just a little dry sherry.
Scotch. No ice, no water.
Delightful. You both know your own minds.
Well, Hartley, no trouble at all. We can pick them up in the morning and be off the same day. That depends.
On what?
On how much Percy Milton's going to help us. And that's our host, by the way.
I'd guess that. The birds, his wife?
Virginia. This is the first I've heard about them, Hartley. What have they got to do with the diamonds?
Quite simple. This is where they are.
What?
Buried in the garden. Right where you're standing now. All 200 kilos of them.
Here you are, Mr. Kane.
Oh.
Large scotch. No ice, no water.
I'd like to hear that again, please.
It's perfectly simple.
Fair enough. Let's make sure, shall we?
For my sake, Hartley. I'm not that bright, remember?
No, I don't, Kane. You're the sharpest one around.
Oh, I'll recap then, shall I?
For goodness sake, get on with it.
Tomorrow morning early, just before sunrise, we dig up the cash.
The what?
Diamonds.
Correct, the cache of diamonds. We dig them up, and the crates are ready, as you see.
Very cleverly labelled, too, I see. Air Britannia, obsolete parts. You assumed that we could get the airline to cooperate.
Couldn't very well carry them out as overweight baggage, could we? Customs are bound to get suspicious.
We load them into the crates, are sealed in plastic bags, of course.
And you and I drive them to the airport, dressed up as Air Britannia's ground engineers. How do we get past the guards?
Well, that's where you come in, isn't it? You have the right sort of pull to get a couple of passes out of the airline. Shouldn't be difficult.
Dead easy. What do you say, Ken?
Got any more of that scotch?
This is my favourite part of the garden. Isn't it lovely?
A bit hard to see in the pitch dark.
Doesn't it just smell of Africa?
Depends which part you had in mind.
Over here, Adam. Come and have a look at this.
Eh? At what?
Here. At me.
You think you should be doing this with your old man 50 feet away?
You're a very strong man, Adam. Hartley says you're also very dangerous. Dangerous and clever.
That depends.
I like clever men. And strong men. Percy thinks he's clever, so does Hartley. You could prove them both wrong, couldn't you? return flight. Two of them. One for you, one for me. We could have a lot of fun with £100 million. Couldn't we, Adam?
She was a good-looking bird. Sort of persuasive, too. I could see she'd been used to getting her own way. Thing is, I like money as much as the next man. But I've got a funny sort of regard for my peace of mind as well. There was no chance of hanging on to that with Virginia Milton around. Back in the hotel, they still hadn't found a way to start up the air conditioning. My room had grown a funny smell, too. A bit like cheap aftershave. Then I saw why. It had grown another occupant, too. Couldn't think why he smelt of aftershave. He hadn't used a razor for days.
Good evening, Mr. Kay. Please stay where you are. I think I would feel happier if you lifted your hands above your head.
I don't know how it happens. They always get me when I'm off guard. Perhaps it was that dilly woman. My mind was slipping. It was sprawled back across my bed. Easy, relaxed. But the hand wound round the big automatic looked very practiced.
I trust my friend and ex-colleague as well.
Depends who you're talking about.
Douglas Hartley. It's clear you do not remember me.
No.
Da Costa. João Da Costa. But then it was for a very short while in 1956 here in Kinshasa.
Still don't make sense.
Of no matter. I helped Hartley to steal the diamonds.
He didn't mention you.
With good reason. He thinks I'm dead.
But you're not.
No. I'm working for the KGB.
It would be.
We would like that cache of diamonds very much.
Then you better help yourself.
In good time. I do not intend to take any chances, you see. The gems belong to the Republic of Zaire. It would damage the relationship between our two great countries if they thought Russia was trying to steal property belonging to them.
Fair enough.
So, what about the split? 50-50. Right down the middle. 100 kilos each. I cannot say fairer than that.
My government wouldn't buy that.
I do not mean your government, Mr. Kane. I mean you, personally. You could have a great deal of fun with £50 million. Please stand away from the door. I shall see you in the morning at the airport. We shall make final arrangements there. Sleep well.
Why me? I mean, why didn't they all go to bed with their dirty little schemes? Then it made sense. They wouldn't go to him. He had an honest face.
Mm-hmm. A bit more sugar, please. Frightful time to get up. You sleep well?
Lousy. You?
Like a top. Heat didn't bother me at all. The sleep of the just.
Yeah.
You better hurry it up. It's nearly five. They'll be waiting for us.
All of them.
What?
Nothing. You wouldn't understand. Let's go.
Prated up. I didn't see the diamonds. Melinda, all right. Where's the truck?
Milton's bringing it round.
Good. You've got the passes?
And the uniforms. We'll put them on in the truck.
Splendid.
You didn't tell me about Da Costa.
What? Who's Da Costa? Wasn't any point. He's dead. Will somebody please tell me what you're talking about?
Hartley's sidekick. The bloke who helped him swipe the stones 15 years ago. Right, Hartley?
Yes. Da Costa was the other man. He was killed in action. That was one of the reasons I couldn't get the stones out until now. I needed help.
What about Milton?
He came along later. We still needed official help.
And poor old Da Costa bolted, did he? Very sad. You see him die.
You think I killed him, don't you?
Why not? You stuck a bayonet into the mine guards.
Da Costa was captured by the enemy. They killed him. We found his body. Most of it.
Here's Milton.
hurry it up, will you? We'll miss the plane if you don't hurry.
Where's the missus?
She's not feeling well this morning. She's staying in bed.
Funny.
Couple of miles to go.
Better get your gear on.
I'm sorry it's so cramped in here. Mm. Best we could do, I'm afraid.
Who told you about the Costa?
It doesn't matter.
You think I'm trying to do you, don't you?
It has crossed my mind.
How can I? Without you and Spencer's ticket, you'd never get the stones out of Zaire, let alone into England.
You really mean that, don't you?
Of course.
You're not as clever as I thought, little man. Well, that was easier than I expected.
Trucks come in and out of here all the time. They weren't looking for anything. Why should they stop us?
Well, I don't know. No reason. It seemed too easy, that's all.
I trust you've arranged for the Air Britannia people to collect the boxes and load them up.
They've seen to all that.
Then where the blazes is he?
Relax. We've got a couple of hours before the plane goes.
The sooner he's loaded up, the better.
You're starting to panic, Hartley.
It's so close. You don't understand, Kane. I've waited 15 years for this.
I hope it's going to be worth it.
Oh, yes. Yes, it will be. 10% to 100 million. It's 10 million pounds, Kane. I'm able to worry again as long as I live.
10 million less my share?
Of course.
I can trust you, can't I, Douglas?
Yes, of course you can. It will be deranged.
They know me here. All I have to do now is say the right words to the wrong people and they'll lock you all up for life. Probably shoot you, Hartley. You're wanted for murder as well.
What are you going on about, Milton? I told you you'd get your share.
What did you tell Virginia?
What are you talking about?
You think I'm blind, man? You think I didn't see what was going on between you two?
Calm down, Milton.
She's not here this morning because I wanted it that way. You two were going to clear out together, Hartley, and keep the stones for yourselves, weren't you?
You're mad.
Prove to me that I'll get my share, Hartley, and I don't tell the authorities.
How can I prove it? What do you want me to do?
I want a guarantee. Think of something.
If you don't belt up...
You see that alarm bell? That'll bring the airport police stampeding over here in seconds. Quickly, Hartley, tell me.
I want you, Milton.
That was out of his head.
Yeah, not quite. He had the right idea. Wrong man.
Can't leave him here. Someone will notice.
All right, into the back of the truck.
Where's the blazes of Spencer Dickens?
Coming over now.
Good.
The airline people will be here in a couple of minutes. Where's Milton?
He had a nasty turn. He's lying down.
Oh, dear. Not serious?
I shouldn't think so.
Ah, here come the airline people. That wasn't the man I spoke to.
I'm sure he wasn't.
Must be all right, of course.
Not a chance.
Good morning, gentlemen. Mr. Kane, Mr. Spencer Diggins, and Mr. Hartley.
You!
The look on your face is almost worth the long, long wait, Hartley.
But you... You're dead! I saw you dead!
Bad luck, Hartley. You tried so very hard to kill me. You forgot about the bargaining power of 200 kilos of diamonds. They hurt me a little. But I was fortunate to contact a very understanding officer in the KGB. He arranged another body to resemble me. Stay where you are, Hartley.
No, you don't. Kane, don't forget him.
Not my quarrel, old son.
Adam, for goodness sake, what is going on?
So it's me. I lost my way a couple of minutes ago.
Well, Mr. Kane, what about our little agreement?
Yeah, well, if you think back, we didn't agree on anything.
You cannot refuse now. I have the gun.
And I have the diamonds. Shoot me, and you don't have a chance.
You will arrange for them to be loaded onto that Aeroflot plane. It leaves for Moscow in half an hour.
You will do nothing of the sort.
You see? What can I do? You heard the boss.
No, Kane, you don't understand. The man's mad. He'll kill me. He'll kill us all.
No, don't run, prick. Stay where you are.
Ah!
Leave.
terrible, Adam. Police everywhere.
What do you expect with that maniac shooting people in broad daylight?
They're surrounding him. Can't take him off.
He'll be all right. He's got friends in the right places. It's us I'm worried about.
What do you mean?
He'll tell them about the diamonds. They'll nab us before we can get out.
Great heavens, what are we going to do?
It'll take a while for him to get through to them. Let's shift the diamonds somewhere else.
Right.
In here. Into the back of the truck.
Goodness, there's Milton. He doesn't look well, does he?
All right. Get those crates open. The bags will be easier to handle than their own.
Right.
I'll get the bags in.
Oh, Adam, the bag. It's broken. Glory, there they go. Diamonds everywhere.
Those aren't diamonds.
Pebbles. Just ordinary pebbles. They're ordinary pebbles.
We've been at it, old son.
What's that?
Where?
Under that bag. It looks like a note. It's addressed to you.
So?
I don't find the situation all that funny.
What's the time?
7:50. Why?
Then, that's the plane to South America. She's made it.
What are you going on about?
Here, read the note.
Dear Adam, sorry about this. It really is the best way. There's a plane to Rio to 7:45. I'll be on it with as many of the diamonds as I can manage. I'll come back for the others when I can. I knew you wouldn't help me. You've got such an honest face. No hard feelings?
My Name is Adam Kane is written by Dale Cutts and directed by Margaret Heal.
My name's Adam Kane.